Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, let me just get right to it, right out of the chute today. This has always, always been about Ukraine. Well, what's been about Ukraine? Spygate, Russian collusion, the Russian disinformation, false disinformation campaign about Hunter's laptop. It has always, always been about Ukraine. There's going to be a question coming up about this at the end of the show, but I'm going to put it out at the beginning and I'm going to put it out at the end. Don't ever forget the very same people tied to Ukraine who pushed the Black Ledger story, which was supposed to tie the Trump Organization and Paul Manafort to illegal payments from Russian stooges in Ukraine. Those same people were tied to the same whistleblower whose allegations got Trump impeached and nearly pushed out of office. Why did those allegations, why did they want Trump pushed out of office? Because he was looking at Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's corruption in Ukraine. This whole thing has been about Ukraine the whole time. Don't ever forget that. This whole thing. I'll explain more as the show goes on today. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get to it. I want to get to all of this in light of the new laptop story now confirmed by media people after we confirmed it 2 years ago, starting to realize Joe Biden's in real trouble with him and his son's ties to Ukraine and elsewhere. It's always been about Ukraine. I wrote about it 2 years ago. All right, we'll get to that and more.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
All right, Joe. It's Friday, so.
It's Friday!
Yes, yeah. It is Friday.
So, man, yes, sir.
Feel good to be, it feels like these last 3 weeks right?
Yeah.
Feels like it's been about 20 weeks,
you
crammed
it,
into 3 weeks. So, let me say to you again why this recent revelation that Hunter's laptop was real. I say recent revelation in a comical fashion because we knew 2 years ago. Why this is such a huge story. Hunter was working in Ukraine. His dad knew about it. His dad was the point man in Ukraine for the Biden of the Obama administration. The corruption is backbreaking. There is no way Joe Biden would have won the last election if the media didn't conspire to make that story, the Ukraine Biden story, and the laptop go away. There is no way. They rigged the election through their censorship of this story. There is no longer any doubt about that. It's not open for debate. It's a fact. Look at the polling data. People would have voted differently. And don't ever forget, it's in the, I wrote this 2 years. It's so frustrating. I wrote it 2 years ago. I have a book, Follow the Money. There's a chapter called Insane in Ukraine. Read it. I wrote it 2 years ago. The same people. This is why the story was so damaging to Hunter, Joe, and Ukraine, and the laptop had to be hidden. The same people who invented the Russia hoax used the ledger from Ukraine to tie Trump to his campaign manager, Manafort, and to tie them to Russia. The ledger was supposed to contain payments from Russia. It was fake. The ledger was fake. The same people who made up the ledger and passed it off to the White House and others were the same people connected to the whistleblower who tried to get Trump impeached when Trump started asking questions about the Ukraine scandal.
We hammered that story,
right,
man.
There.
We hammered.
Oh my gosh, did we hammer this story?
We hammered it.
And now all of a sudden the New York Times is like, hey, that Dan Bongino may not be crazy. Well, they didn't cite me by name, but now they might have to start admitting that we've been doing journalism the whole time. But you were sitting on your ass doing nothing. Would it change the entire election? Possibly the course of what's going on right now. Would have had Trump back in the White House. They rigged the whole thing. Folks, the left. Now it's time, by the way, for new rules. I was never a believer in boycotts. I threw that out the window. Folks, it is time to boycott any company that supports vocally and actively any of the people involved in this disinformation campaign. The New York Times, all of them. They're all been involved. Natasha Bertrand, Ken Delaney, and CNN, MSNBC. They have all been involved in the ongoing disinformation campaign against Americans. Don't ever forget the exclusive home of disinformation and misinformation is the American left and the media. Exclusive home. Exclusive. They own it. Never, ever, ever trust these people again after what they did with this Hunter Biden laptop story ever. They should never, ever be allowed to appear in public again and be taken seriously. Ever. Ever. Glenn Greenwald, who's an actual journalist, covered this in his Substack. The danger of what they did lying about the Hunter Biden laptop, calling it Russian disinformation for 2 years, knowingly lying. This is in my newsletter today. Read it. It's really good. Greenwald, the New York Times now admits the Biden laptop, falsely called Russian disinformation, is authentic. He talks about this ongoing psyop being conducted against you. There are psychological disinformation psyops being conducted against you. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. You were knowingly lied to in a psyop to get you to vote differently in an election. Here's how they did it. Describes the psyop right here, Greenwald. He says the disinformation campaign against this laptop reporting he's talking about was led by the CIA's all but official spokesperson, Natasha Bertrand, then of Politico, now with CNN, whose article on October 19th, 2020, appeared under this headline, Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinformation, dozens of former intel officials say. Here's the hilarious part about Natasha Bertrand, a discredited hack who should be fired immediately for promoting one of the biggest psyop disinformation campaigns. This woman could have helped change the course of American history for the worse because she successfully rigged an election. The Hunter Biden story is disinformation headline is wrong. The intel officials didn't even say that. They contributed to the disinformation campaign by putting their names on it, but they didn't say it was. They said it had the hallmarks to try to give themselves cover, the filth who put their name on this. But the headline was all everyone needed to keep the psyop going. It was all they needed. It's always been about Ukraine and hiding what Hunter did over there. The laptop was devastating. Here's how the media then ran with it after Natasha Bertrand, CIA stenographer, deep state stenographer, put this headline out there. The Hunter Biden laptop story is Russian disinformation. Here's Leslie Stahl, disgraced, alleged journalist, disgraced journalist. When Donald Trump brings up to her the fact that this laptop is real, here's Leslie Stahl trying desperately to keep the psyop going and run interference for the laptop story. Check this out.
I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it. You want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me, they found the laptop. Leslie.
Can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because
even the family hasn't... The family on the laptop, he's gone into hiding. For 5 days, he's gone into hiding.
He's preparing for your debate.
Oh, it's taken him 5 days to prepare? I doubt it. Okay,
all right.
Leslie Stahl is a pathetic, disgraced human being who, again, I'm not kidding, should resign immediately for her role in an ongoing PSYOP disinformation campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, you couldn't verify it. We have the receipt. It's right here, signed by Hunter Biden, with Hunter Biden's phone number, with his signature of Hunter Biden, with his address on it. We blanked out here. You couldn't verify it? Are you serious, you buffoon? Of course, it wasn't just Leslie Stahl. This ongoing psyop was everywhere. Media folks, never, ever, ever trust these buffoons again. If you had some small semblance of hope that these people one day are going to tell the truth, they are disgusting. Don't ever listen to these buffoons again. Here's a mini supercut here of other media figures playing along with the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation when they knew it was true. Check this out.
This looks like your classic disinformation campaign.
And Eric O'Neill is a former FBI operative.
Very steal the information with a cyber attack, get the emails from Hunter Biden's account, and then put them on these laptops that are left at a repair store. And that's how the information is now laundered into the public.
Who do you think is behind this?
Well, the Russians would be my number one guess.
Social media outlets were quick to limit the spread of the story. Twitter briefly suspending the accounts of the Trump campaign and White House press secretary after they tried to share it.
Twitter and Facebook have limited the distribution of that Hunter Biden story. And last night, Twitter appeared to suspend the Twitter account of White House press secretary Kayleigh McEnany when she tried to share that story.
Damn. You know a story is shady when Facebook is saying, whoa, 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 maybe people shouldn't see this.
For a long time, Giuliani has been openly working to dig up dirt and promote disinformation on the Bidens. And now the Washington Post is also reporting that the intelligence community was so concerned that the Russians were using Giuliani to feed Russian disinformation to the president that they warned the White House about it last year. We're being told by two people who have been briefed on what the FBI is doing is that they're looking into whether these unverified emails about Hunter Biden published by the New York Post about foreign business dealings are part of the bigger Russian disinformation effort, which is well underway in these final days of the 2020 race.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable why these people still have jobs. You are the unwitting laboratory subject in an ongoing psyop being conducted by the media and leftist socialist totalitarian goons against you right now. And that's a fact, now provable fact. Here's more. It wasn't just Natasha Bertrand, a disgraced human being, not a disgraced journalist, a disgraced human being who may have altered the course of American history. Her journalists and people like Ken Delanian, fake news specialists, stenographers for deep staters and intel people, right? Who uncritically wrote a ridiculous story. Guy brought up a good point. The PP tape hoax and the dossier never had a shred of truth, yet they ran with that. There was no way to verify the PP tape hoax because there wasn't it was fake. They ran with that. Yet the laptop signed for by Hunter Biden with his own signature, with his phone number and address, there was no way to verify that. And you take these people seriously. If you do, and you're a leftist, tune out right. I really don't want you here at all. I really, you dumb down the collective IQ of my audience. Get the out of here. This is only for intelligent people, and you're not one of them. Here's the lapdog tool bag. Ken Delanian with someone who's just dopey, Katie Tour, on MSNBC. Again, spreading the psyop myth that the laptop, which would have broken open the Ukraine scandal a while ago, it's just Russian disinformation. You shouldn't pay it any mind. Check this out.
New York Post story that dropped like a bomb last week, seemingly implicating Hunter and Joe Biden, continues to wither under scrutiny, not really dropping like a bomb.
The emergence of these emails, texts, and videos that were supposedly left on a laptop in Delaware, a really fishy story. Whether that was actually the product of a foreign intelligence operation, and obviously Russia would be the chief suspect there. Look, there are so many questions about the provenance of this material. A lot of it does look legitimate. There are pictures of Hunter Biden. There are videos, there are emails, but we have no idea, and neither does the New York Post, whether any of it was doctored or forged or faked. And that's why the mainstream news media has declined to really touch this story, because it just lacks credibility.
This is, I mean, really, this is borderline. This is Bozo the Clown time. This same colossal D-canoe, if you know what I mean, who reported endlessly on fake Russian collusion based on a PP tape dossier not a human being on planet Earth could verify because it was made up, is claiming that a laptop signed for by Hunter Biden, delivered by Hunter Biden, cannot be verified. And you, this guy still has a job. How does this guy look at his kids? I'm not kidding. How do you look your kids in the face? My gosh, I would be horrified if I was this guy's parents or kids to be related or to have spawned this utter buffoon. Here's Facebook jumping in the mix. Here's Andy Stone, Democrat hack at Facebook, who was sure on October 14th, right before the election, to crush the Hunter Biden laptop story too, to make sure that it didn't, the facts didn't get out there and you didn't vote the right way, if you know what I mean. Andy Stone, Well, I will not intentionally link to the New York Post. That's the story in the Post. I want to be clear. The story is eligible to be fact-checked by Fakebook's third-party fact-checking partners. Fakebook. In the meantime, we are reducing its distribution on our platform. I threw Fakebook in there. Of course you are. Where were the fact-checkers when you need them, who could have just put out their very simple fact that it was signed for by Hunter Biden and the metadata indicated it was Hunter Biden, and no one from the Biden team ever denied the authenticity of the Hunter Biden emails? Where was that, Andy? Clown. Clown site, Fakebook. Clown site. Folks, it's an ongoing psyop here. So what does it all mean about the 2020 election? Well, the second part of Glenn Greenwald's Substack, he has a piece about what exactly this means. So I'm not going to read this whole thing, but it's interesting. I want you to read the Substack about what this psyop means for what happened. He says, what this means is that in the crucial days leading up to the 2020 election, most of the corporate media spread an absolute lie about the Post's reporting in order to mislead, manipulate the American electorate. Bingo. It means big tech, along with Twitter, censored the story based on a lie from the, quote, intelligence community. It means that Facebook's promise from its DNC operative that it would suppress discussion of the reporting in order to conduct a fact check was a fraud, because if it was honest, one would have been conducted and it would have proven that Facebook's censorship decree was based on a lie. It means that millions of Americans were denied the ability to hear about reporting on the candidate and instead were subjected to a barrage of lies about its provenance. Russia did it. As I said, folks, he didn't comment much on the show. This is outrageous. It is outrageous. It's beyond outrageous. None of these people should be given a platform in public again. Again, they have been, I would be embarrassed if I were their parents to have spawned such a class of losers who changed the course of American history, potentially human history, by rigging an election to get their discredited, debunked, senile candidate in office. And look at what's happened as a result. Nope. Of course they didn't give people the ability to decide for themselves. They have to decide for you. They're the smart ones, right? Couldn't verify a laptop signed over by Hunter Biden. You couldn't do that? Here's my buddy Technofog and his Substack bringing up another great point about this psyop being conducted by intelligence people against you. He says this was just another information campaign by the intelligence community instituted for the purpose of influencing the 2020 election. You're darn right it is. The intel community manipulated public opinion through the press to remove President Trump, to disenfranchise his voters, and thwart President Trump's agenda to keep us in Afghanistan and keep us at odds with Russia. He says there's an infamous September 3rd, 2020 article. Remember this one in The Atlantic? Trump called American soldiers, dead American soldiers, losers. Fake news. The author, Goldberg, cited anonymous sources who told him that Trump lied when blaming the rain for a canceled visit to remember the cemetery in Paris in 2018? That story was fake, too. You know how I know it's fake? I know some of the agents involved in that trip, folks. I had some good sources, not specifically from that trip, but others. That story was fake, too. Remember that? President Trump didn't want to go visit the cemetery in France because the ride was too long. That was fake. Yeah, that was a fake story. It was raining. The only safe way to do it was via helo lift, and there wasn't enough of a ceiling to do the helo lift. But it sounded better to say he didn't want to visit the cemetery because he thought the soldiers were losers. Yeah. Keep it up. All right, I've got more here, including Jen Psaki, who was extremely comfortable calling the Russian laptop, the laptop story, Russian disinformation from Hunter Biden. When she was tweeting about it, and she was talking about it, but now she was strangely quiet yesterday. And then the crickets were like, I'm not going to answer that. Kind of weird, huh? Peppermint? Strange. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers in the role made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. So here's Peppermint Patty, the Duchess of Lies. Here she is on the up at the Brady press room yesterday, and she's asked a question now that we the left is claiming they know the Hunter laptop is real, even though sane people knew 2 years ago, or roughly 2 years ago, it was real. Here's Psaki ducking the question. Check this out.
You asked about Hunter Biden's laptop. You also, in October 2020, dismissed it as Russian disinformation. Do you stand by that assessment?
Again, I'd point you to the Department of Justice and Hunter Biden's representatives. I'm a spokesperson for the United States. He doesn't work for the United States. Go ahead.
That's strange. You're a spokesperson for the United States. But when you were asked about the laptop before, you were quick to promote lies, disinformation, disgusting, filthy lies about it being Russian disinformation, because you want to cover for your boss, Joe Biden, senile old man, whose son was corrupt in Ukraine. He was corrupt in Ukraine. They were all cashing in on Ukraine. They were all getting a piece, as Ukrainians were involved in setting up Trump for a Russian collusion thing and then impeaching him for asking questions about it. Here's Jen Psaki back in September. She wasn't, there were no crickets here. She was easy to talk about. She was eager to talk about it. Excuse me. Check this out.
The president has said, and you have tweeted, that allegations of wrongdoing based on files pulled from Hunter Biden's laptop are Russian disinformation. There is a new book by a Politico reporter that finds some of the files on there are genuine. Is the White House still going with Russian disinformation?
I think it's broadly known and widely known, Peter, that there was a broad range of Russian disinformation back in 2020.
Okay.
So she doesn't want to talk about it yesterday, but she was eager to level that charge from the Brady press room when given the opportunity before even the New York Times had to admit. Now, by the way, again, I'll say for the second time, why is the New York Times now almost two years too late acknowledging what we already knew, that the Hunter laptop was real? It's not because they're trying to do journalism. These people are filth. They are filth. It's one of two reasons. Either Hunter Biden is about to get indicted or about to get charged via complaint or something else, or they need Joe Biden out of office. That's the only reason, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't tell me this has anything to do with the benevolence of journalists trying to do the right thing. These people are disgusting. They're liars. They've always been liars. They rigged an election, and now they feel like, gosh, we got to do something now because we may get this idiot again, Joe Biden. Here's NPR. Your tax dollars paid for this, of course. This is Terrence Samuels, another disgraced human being. Should be embarrassed to even have a job. He's NPR's managing editor for news, talking about the Hunter Biden story. He says, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories. And we don't want to waste the listeners and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions. Your taxpayers' dollars pay for this, folks. Here's the rotting bag of Cheetos. Jonah Goldberg claims to be a Republican. He's really a big embarrassment and a benefit to, Frito-Lay? Do they make Cheetos? To stockholders. Yeah. Here's Jonah Goldberg on Twitter. October 17, 2020. Wait, you believe the computer repair shop story? Like at face value? Yeah, you know, Jonah went on. There's Jonah right there. Best salesman for Cheetos you're ever going to see. There's Jonah. Yeah, Jonah apparently was incapable of understanding there was a receipt signed for by Hunter Biden with Hunter Biden's phone number and Hunter Biden's address with metadata that married up to Hunter Biden with pictures of Hunter Biden on the computer. So there's Jonah, alleged Republican. Here's the last piece of video on this. Again, hashtag Donald Trump was right, where Donald Trump called out corrupt, senile Joe Biden about his role in the collusion hoax, his family's role in Ukraine and Ukrainians' role in trying to set Trump up with the collusion hoax through the fake black ledger from Ukraine. Trump knew about all that and asked about it. So he asked Joe Biden about it during the debate. And Joe Biden went right back to the Russian disinformation hoax, discredited hoax. And of course, the moderator was more than happy to let him do that. Check this out.
Respond, and then we're going to have follow-up
questions. If this stuff is true about Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq, if this is true, then he's a corrupt politician.
All right.
So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
Nobody's
calling you. President Trump, I want to stay on the issue of race. We're talking about the issue.
From hell.
President Trump, we're talking about race right now, and I do want to stay on the issue of race. President Trump,
you've just... Can I have to respond to that?
Please.
Because look, there are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the char- four, five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except the, his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia, Russia, Russia hoax?
That's exactly what
this
that's exactly what
this is
told.
Where he's going. The laptop is Russia, yes. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
have to be kidding. Here
Mr.
we go
President,
again with Russia.
We're going to continue on the issue of race.
So disgraceful. And by the way, who's Rudy Giuliani? I never heard of him. I was worked in New York. I know a Rudy Giuliani. I don't know a Rudy Giuliani. Joe Biden must know something about a Trump associate that we don't know about. By the way, I'll say again, and I don't care how you get it, rent it, you know, get it from the library, take it out of the library, borrow it from a friend. I'm not interested in anybody's money. I'm not plugging anything for any other reason. This entire Ukraine story, George Soros, the whistleblower, ANTAC, this entire group that was involved in this scheme to set up Trump are the exact same people on TV right now. Some of them calling for aid to Ukraine, who were the same people involved in the collusion hoax, who were the same people involved in the impeachment hoax. It's in the book, absent the current situation in Ukraine. My book is called Follow the Money by me. I wrote it 2 years ago. This evidence has been out there the whole time. It is deeply sourced. The chapter, you don't have to read the whole book. The chapter is called Insane in Ukraine. Just read that one chapter. I promise you, it's an eye-opener. I promise you. I don't care how you get it. One last note on this. What do we do going forward? Folks, anyone running for office in 2024, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, whoever it may be, Tom Cotton, I don't know who's running, Ted Cruz, I have no idea. I don't have any inside info. They have all have to pledge to a house cleaning. And I mean a house cleaning. Anyone who remotely touched this thing from the intel, law enforcement, federal bureaucracy in the DC swamp, these Ukraine hoaxes, the Spygate and the actual Russian collusion hoax and the Spygate scandal needs to go. Needs to go. A total house cleansing. If you can't pledge to that, we will never win another election after how they rigged the last one through this psyop they conducted. And we now know for a fact. Moving on, I just want to give you a quick update on the ongoing tragedy, Vladimir Putin's continuing terror attack against Ukraine. Read some stories out of Mariupol last night that are just horrifying. A woman who was apparently hit with some kind of shrapnel from an exploding bomb and, you know, cried out in pain all night and was begging someone to poison her so she'd die. Red Cross eventually gets her to the hospital. I don't know how she's doing now, but the stories out of Mariupol are just incredible. Folks, but Vladimir Putin, if there is one little positive glimmer of hope from this, it's that this has not been going as he planned. The Daily Mail's reporting, and we got to be careful. I'm not suggesting there isn't propaganda on both sides, and we always have to be cautious with our involvement here. Made the mistake in the past of rushing into things based on incomplete information. But the Daily Mail's reporting, and I've seen elsewhere, that a lot of these Russian soldiers are really getting upset about what they're being forced to do. Some of them have been complaining about, quote, terror acts, as the Daily Mail's reporting, saying, we don't want to do this. It says Russian soldiers warned Putin will rise against you after they were made to carry out terror attacks. Some of them apparently are shooting themselves in the leg so they don't have to go into combat. How widespread is that? I'm not sure. Very careful with these stories, but I've seen them in enough places to believe that there's a element of truth to them. Secondly, some of their most elite soldiers and their generals are getting wiped out. They've lost four generals for Russia. That is unheard of on a battlefield. They've lost more people, even to low-end estimates, the Russians, than we lost in the entire time in some of our Middle East wars. The Sun's reporting that their legendary paratrooper unit was obliterated by Ukrainians as their army crumbles. There was supposed to be a takeover of an airport north of Kiev by these elite paratroopers. Didn't work out. They never got out of there. The ones that landed died. The ones that were supposed to land didn't land and turned around. Also, another thing, an interesting story broke yesterday about Sergei Lavrov, who is the Russian foreign propaganda minister. Apparently, he was headed on a plane to China. He was turned around halfway there. Don't laugh that story off, folks. there's a pretty strong chance that the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, specifically Xi Jinping, are starting to have serious second thoughts about backing the losing horse in this race if this thing starts to turn worse. With the plane, yeah, he's curious too. A lot of people are. But wasn't a mechanical. The Russian minister's plane was turned around and told, go back home. And don't you find it interesting that one of China's propaganda ministers wrote a piece, I think it was in the Washington Post, talking about how valuable their relationship with Ukraine and the European Union is? What do you think they're throwing that out there for? You think they're throwing that out there to embarrass themselves? Or they're starting to realize this, that Putin's in real trouble. It's why I use facts and data. Putting those data points together, I believe there are elements of that Daily Mail and Sun story that are likely true. Probably not all of it. Some of it may be propaganda. But there are elements of that that are unquestionably true. Xi Jinping knows he's in real trouble. Very intriguing, is right. Folks, on my show tomorrow, Unfiltered on Fox, I've got a just insane lineup of guests. I don't want you to miss. It's really good. We got the show loaded up 9 p.m. tomorrow. We got one of our favorite guests, blew it up last time, Navy SEAL Thomas Drago Dzerian. He is an immigrant from former communist Poland before it became a free country, who knows about communism. He's a Navy SEAL here. His story's amazing. People loved him last time. He's back. He was overseas, going to give us an update on Ukraine. I've got Dr. Marty Makary on this blood clot story. Is this tied to the vaccine? All these kids getting blood clots now? I'm going to ask him about that. I want a medical opinion, not a guess. I got Charlie Kirk on the mass migration of surge expected at the border. Jerry Boykin, too. General Jerry Boykin, one of the founders of Delta Force, about Ukraine. Loaded show, Unfiltered. Set your DVR tomorrow at 9. I'm stoked about it. Okay. Let's turn the temperature down a little bit. I got questions for Dan coming up. Great questions this week, too. I'm really falling in love with Sky News. Had a hit from Sky News yesterday over in Australia. Here's Sky News striking again. Sky News this time. This is what they think of us overseas, by the way. And believe me, Pelosi, AOC, and others, and Biden have earned every bit of their enmity. Here's Sky News shredding Nancy Pelosi in another epic segment. Check this out.
So we are getting some bird and privilege. I think mostly we're getting privilege scrub, because privilege scrub is deadly to a bill. Bird ball is important. It's, you have to take it out. But privilege violation can take you out.
That's just hypnotic, Daisy. America's got 330 million people. It ends up with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi, 1, 2, 3 in the leadership. Explain this.
Oh, my God, I know. I mean, with so many people, those are the best three they can come up with. And the hilarious thing, Andrew, look what they said about the previous administration. They said that Trump was horrible and that he was crazy and that he was racist and that he was a terrible leader. And he said all of these awful things, and they peddled just complete fake news and fake stories about him. They promised that they would do better and they would be the adults in the room and everything would be just normal and lovely when they got into power. And now they've got into power, and rather than improve on Trump, you've got a president who is completely off with the pixies. You've got a vice president who the very best thing about her is that she can do a bad French accent. And given that clip of Nancy Pelosi, you have a speaker of the house who apparently doesn't know her Arthur from her Martha.
I am Mr. McAdams.
I am Mr. We needed to turn the temperature down. I Sky News, you're developing a really, really strong, loyal audience here in America. We love you guys. Freedom fighters around the world, we love you guys. Hey, maybe they'll take on AOC next, by the way, after she spouted out this absolute absurdity yesterday, claiming somehow that oil and gas production are tied to... I think she's seen too many episodes of like one of those crazy mysteries theories or that bad movie like The Snowman or something like that. Here's AOC claiming the disappearance of indigenous people is those oil and gas companies, that they may be doing it. There's definitely a correlation there. Here, check this out.
We have a crisis of missing and murdered indigenous and black women in the United States. Today, I want to discuss part of this crisis that is all too often overlooked but whose evidence shows that there's a very meaningful connection here. The correlation between fossil fuel extraction sites and abductions and murders of indigenous women across the United States.
Holy Moses. And you wonder why Sky News keeps doing segments on American politicians. My gosh, I love bartenders. My man Pete from Glen Patrick's, he was a great guy, super smart. But all bartenders should put together a statement like those intel officials did about the Hunter Biden laptop and disavow this tier one level moron. She really, there are tiers of morons. She is clearly at the top of the moron poll right there. All right, moving on. I don't want to waste a lot of time on her. It's just, I saw that yesterday and just how desperate they are. Fossil fuels are killing, the people are disappearing. This is what they do. Folks, the Democrats are in big trouble in 2022. They're in enormous trouble on the energy issue. People are getting buried at the gas pump. You see it. Just go to the gas pump and listen to the guy next to you as he watches the price tick up and up and up and up and up. I've seen it. People are really getting hurt badly. There is no quicker way to bring an issue and a candidate to the kitchen table than hearing complaining at the kitchen table about gas and food prices. Yet the Democrats are not seeing the writing on the wall at all. And this is a good thing because they're going to lose. And then we get to fix it. Here, just the news article, Casey Harper, me and my newsletter today. Americans overwhelmingly want Biden to increase domestic energy production. Polls show Democrats, independents, Republicans in huge numbers want domestic energy here. They want cheap, affordable, nice, strong, environmentally sound energy here, and that is what we do better than anyone else in the world ever has done. And yet Joe Biden, how do I know he won't change? Dan, I know I'm going to get these emails, and it's okay. It's your show. The show's for you. I enjoy the feedback. I'm going to get emails. Don't get in their way while they're destroying themselves. I'm not getting in their way at all. Believe me when I tell you, Joe Biden is not going to change course anytime soon. Maybe right before 2022 if things get super ugly, but he is not going to change course anytime soon. He is in hock to the leftist base of his party. How do I know that, folks? I always bring the receipts. He just gave a speech at a Democrat fundraiser the other day. He mentioned Ukraine once. You know what he focused on most in the speech? Oh, yeah. Green energy and attacking the oil and gas industry. This is just the other day. And do you think he's going to change? He is walking right off a cliff. He is going to drive his party into an electoral rout in 2022 like you've never seen before. I'm only talking about it on the show to state the obvious so that you know it's time to get out there and vote too. All right. Okay, we're doing good. Let me get to my last sponsor here, and then I want to get to the Duchess of Lies, Jen Psaki. But another story and showing you how we're just really floating in a sea of lies, misinformation, and psyops right now. Really disturbing psyops. And I want to get to a Newsweek story written by a good guy who understands what's coming in 2022 and how the left, it's not just the energy issue, but it's the culture war, too, they're getting crushed on. Let me get to this first. BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. These are some of the best nutrition products you are ever going to find anywhere. A study just released revealed that over 80% of Americans feel anxious about inflation and the war in Ukraine. Can't emphasize this enough. Your health matters. You got to take care of your body. It will help. It starts with eating healthy, which is why I recommend Field of Greens for my friends at BrickHouse Nutrition. This is one of mine right here. This is a lemon lime flavor. It is delicious. It's packed with 18 clinically researched essential fruits and vegetables ground up into a fine tasting powder. It is loaded with antioxidants, plus it's pre and probiotic. Eating healthy matters. Studies show it can support your immune system, heart health, metabolism, blood pressure, and digestion. Field of Greens uses real, fresh, wholesome, great tasting organic fruits and vegetables. There's no mixing and matching of pills or any of that. You just open it up, take a scoop, put it in whatever beverage you want. Protein shakes, glass of water. Ghee had it this morning with a banana and a shake. Here's the best part. The flavors are delicious. They have wild berry and lemon lime. Folks, no serious person is going to tell you, hey, don't eat fruits and vegetables. Eat fruits and vegetables. Every single serious person out there who understands this knows you have to eat your fruits and vegetables. Here's the website, BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. You'll get 15% off your first order with promo code Dan. Also, big news. They just released a whole food bar. It's a bar. It's called Hole in One. Hole in One. W-H-O-L. Get it? Hole in One. It is outstanding. Outstanding. It is if the best bar I have ever tasted, hands down. We annihilated a box like that. Hole in One. What's that? No, you can't. He wants one. I'm sorry. I have none to spare. Of course I'll give you one. Of course. Hole in One. If it's not the best bar you've ever tasted, I'd be stunned. Pick them up today. Field of Greens and a box of Hole in One bars. BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. Promo code Dan. You'll thank me later. They're good. Okay. So the Duchess of Lies, Psaki, yesterday, who, again, these people should never be trusted, was a big promoter of the pee-pee tape, the Russian disinformation laptop nonsense. Here's Psaki yesterday asked a relatively simple question about known established science we've known for roughly 2 years now, that high-risk groups for COVID. Joe, you're not a scientist or a doctor, correct? Just
no,
check it,
I'm
right?
not, Dan.
But if I were to ask you, I didn't prepare Joe for this, but this is how easy this question is. I'm so confident Joe will get this right. Joe, who do you think is more at risk from COVID, older folks or younger folks? If you need a minute, you can go in the search.
Yeah, I'm real clear on that one. Yeah, older folks, definitely, Dan.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Joe's a very smart guy. Joe has a more life experience than most. Joe been around the block. Oh. But Joe knew that without even going to the interweb. That's amazing. Gee, can you confirm that? Older people more at risk from COVID than younger? He can. He says, that's weird because Jen Psaki, who speaks for the entire executive office of the president, one of the most powerful men on planet Earth, doesn't seem to know that yet. She's asked that question yesterday about older folks, younger folks, and she tries to finagle her way out of it. But she really knows the answer. She's doing it for a reason. But this is how dumb they think you are. Check this out.
If a president, 79 years old, president of the United States, were to get COVID, might be more serious than, somebody in their 20s.
Well, we don't know that, but we also know that COVID impacts people of all ages and a range of, but when we take what we do here, Jen, is not exactly as you said, so I wouldn't agree with your description there. I would say we do take extra precautions.
Oh. Folks, here's the CDC's own website. I don't trust the CDC as far as I can throw them. The point is Jen Psaki is always touting the CDC. Older adults are more likely to get very sick from COVID-19, literally from the CDC's own website, she claims are the scions of truth. Folks, ignore these people. Whatever Jen Psaki, an embarrassment to humankind, tells you, you can almost be assured the opposite is true. And now, by the way, the fact checkers have jumped in. They're desperate to protect Lord Fauci and others because Psaki, the CDC and others have been entirely discredited during this crisis. By the way, my point in showing you the CDC thing wasn't to back up the CDC, who's been awful, was to show you that the people who back up the CDC, Psaki, can't even get their lies right because even the CDC tells them that's true. Here's a clown, Saranac, Hal Spencer, whatever her face is. So yesterday, fact check my Facebook page again, which they love to do, where we said, gosh, this Fauci seems to have virtually disappeared. Now, that's an opinion, correct? Virtually disappeared? Doesn't mean he actually disappeared, right, Joe? Doesn't mean he's dead and evaporated like the snap from Thanos. Virtually disappeared. The funny thing is my post on Bongino Report on Facebook, we have a different page, Bongino Report on Facebook too, had laughing emojis, which would hint that it was a joke. You could actually see the post. Well, of course, because the clowns at Fakebook, the Andy Stone Joker, D-Canoes of the world, who want to attack conservative pages. They don't bother to fact check the New York Times or others about their claims that the laptop has just been verified, even though it was verified 2 years ago. What do? They fact check Dan Bongino and Liz Wheeler, my friend Liz Wheeler, about saying Fauci has virtually disappeared. And here's Saranac Hale Spencer, a total clown, an embarrassment, again, whose parents must be humiliated to have spawned such a loser. Here's what this person wastes their time fact checking. Factcheck.org. Fauci continues making public appearances and hasn't disappeared. So, they're fact-checking if Fauci has actually disappeared. This is Saranac Hale Spencer. This is this woman's or man, I don't know, life's work. Wait, go back. I'm not the, here's the fact check. Here's the ironic part. We were clearly making a joke about how his appearances have been reduced on TV. Here's our fact check. He's been making fewer media appearances recently, though. That's the fact check. Gosh, what we do without fact checkers? Thank you, Sarah, Nack, Cal, Spencer. Gosh, embarrassment. How do these people go to a Thanksgiving dinner with their families and tell them what they do? I'm a fact checker. I wonder if the family's like, meanwhile, they cry afterwards, knowing they'll kick her out. Don't invite her next year. We don't want to appear in pictures on Instagram with her. Okay. Next story. Quick, before we get to questions, this Newsweek story. It's in the newsletter. I'm not going to go into it in too much detail, but it's very good. It's by Josh Hammer. Folks, embrace the culture war going forward, and we'll cruise to victory in 2022. I'm not talking about the culture war we're waging. We're not. It's the culture war the left is waging on us. Take it on like Ron DeSantis is doing here in Florida, folks. The sexualizing of children in school? No way. Teaching kids to be racist through CRT? No way. Having hard training women and girls competing in girls' sports getting crushed by guys? No way. Take it on. This advice in this piece in Newsweek by Josh Hammer, who's a really good writer, is fantastic. Don't run away from it. It's in the newsletter today. Take it on and you'll cruise to victory. All right, let's get to questions. I'll motor through these fast. Hey, Dan, this is by J. Chopkins, 1977. What kind of questions should we be asking our congressman or woman? I've heard you mention this from time to time, but do you have a list of important questions? Thanks. I listen every day. Love the podcast. Thank you. On the economic front, ask them if they support a balanced budget amendment, and if not, why not? On healthcare, ask them if they support patient-controlled healthcare or government-controlled healthcare and how exactly they would get government out of the healthcare process now. On education, ask them on the record if they support school choice. On regulations, ask them if they support subsidiarity, the principle that government should be local and the federal government should stay out of this. Those are very specific questions you should ask them. Also, ask them if they would support a thorough house cleaning at the management level of the law enforcement and intel community. Get them on the record. Get it on tape. That way, if they fold on it later, you could show them the tape and put it on your Facebook. Get it on digital. Hey, Dan, this is by Bjorn. Would you be willing to serve as the director of the FBI when Trump is elected in 2024? I think so. Yeah, maybe. It's something I consider. Kind of strange because we'd have to fire everyone first, everyone at least involved in the scandal. But yeah, it'd be something I'd consider, I guess. Maybe. Who knows? Good question. Hey, Dan. Hunter, Clinton, Soros, Ukraine, seemingly all linked. Can you touch on that once again? I read your book, but I may reread it now given recent events. The book is Follow the Money. The chapter is Insane in Ukraine. This question was by XRubicon 2020. It lays out the Clinton, Soros, Ukraine, whistleblower, Spygate, collusion, connection. The Black Ledger produced by Ukraine to link Trump to Russia through Manafort was produced by Ukrainians connected to the whistleblower who wanted Trump impeached because he started asking questions about what Hunter Biden and Joe were up to in Ukraine. That's the Reader's Digest version. But the details in my book are really, really troubling. Follow the Money. It's the name of the book, titled The Chapter's Insane in Ukraine. Hey, Dan, was it hard doing what you do while dealing with cancer? Or was it a welcome distraction? I just found out last week, after 6 years remission, my cancer is back. I'm sorry to hear about that. This is by M. Breeden. I worry about that every day. I'm crazy focused on it, but I don't really want to be. Any suggestions? Thanks for all you do. Yeah, I do have a suggestion. Just get your treatments and don't talk about it. I got to tell you, one of my biggest mistakes, because I was afraid my hair was going to fall out and I didn't want you all to ask questions. So one of my biggest mistakes, I don't mean this kind of as a jerk way, so please don't take it that way, was I think telling everyone I had cancer. And like I said, the reason was important. I had people who worked for me, work with me. It's a better way to say it. And I want to lose my hair on TV and elsewhere. And everyone started, even though I don't have a lot of hair now, I shave it pretty close. So I felt like it was probably a good idea to just put that out there. And I thought I would lose weight. I didn't know what chemo was going to be like. That was a big mistake. You're not here to hear about my story with cancer. It sucked, but you're here. I owe you a show. I don't owe you a bunch of stories about my cancer treatment. And if I change that, so you're asking me for my advice. My advice is go on and live your life. You don't know what your expiration date is. You have no idea. No sense harping on it. Life goes on regardless. That's what someone told me, and it worked for me. Next time, I'm not even going to say anything. Just going to move right on, unless it obviously becomes obvious and I have to address it. So thank you for the question, and I'm very sorry to hear that. I'll be praying for you tonight. Hey, Dan, it's by Ori Ori. First of all, I heard you talking about Russia's failed logistics in Ukraine. I agree, but Ukraine is huge and Russia is moving slowly but surely. Russia's not going to lose here. Ukraine is lost. Don't you agree? No, I don't agree. I think that's ridiculous. How is Ukraine lost? Russia's been at it 3 weeks. They're still not even close to taking over their capital city. Ukrainians are actually taking back territory in some spots. Yeah, Russia's got the advantage, and I don't think they're going to take this lying down. Certainly, it's something to be concerned about. But if Russia's not going to lose, and why is the Chinese government bailing on them with a wink and a nod? They may not lose, but right now they're certainly losing according to their own metrics. Ukraine's not lost. I totally disagree, but thanks for the question. Yeah, war is expensive. How are they going to pay for it? Here's an interesting one. Hey, Dan, this is by Three Boy Mom. Okay. I've noticed you've lost some weight recently. Was this intentional? Result of changing up the workouts by adding a new gym? Really enjoy your thoughts from the gym reality shows. That's on Locals if you want to check that out. I do a little reality show on Locals, my own reality show. Just download the Locals app. I'm at DiBongino there. Thanks for sharing with your fans from the gym. Yes, it was intentional. Here's the long and short of it. I'm 47 years old. And things I could get away with when I was younger, cheat meals, a lot of carbohydrates after 4 o'clock in the afternoon are not working anymore. And I found no matter how hard I train, and believe me, I train hard. I'm not smoking you up here. I train hard. He has seen it firsthand. I don't mess around. I had a UPS driver come out. I was training in my gym downstairs and the UPS guy goes, what are you training for the Olympics or something? I don't mess around. But I found out at 47 that no matter how hard I train, it's really difficult to put on any muscle at all. You're basically maintaining what you have, and it's really easy to add fat no matter what. So yeah, I've lost 20 pounds, mostly fat. It's probably about 12 pounds of fat. I'm a little weaker, about 8 pounds of muscle, but it's worth it. I'm not going to lose much more, but yeah, it was intentional. If you ask me how I did it, very simple, folks. I just basically cut out carbs, and I follow an insulin management diet where anytime I eat fat, ribeye, salmon, or whatever, I only eat it with vegetables, no heavy carbs ever. It's really that simple. Lost 20 pounds in about 2.5 weeks. A lot of it's water too, but thanks for noticing. I appreciate that. Hey, Dan, Spice17, would you ever consider having a meet and greet for viewers of your shows? We'd love to meet you and Paula, your beautiful daughters, Guy, Joe, Justin, even Lucy, who would definitely steal the show. Yeah, we do it all the time. We don't do it as a big meet and greet in one show. But yeah, I'd consider doing that. You know, they got to want to be on camera too. And some of them are a little camera shy. Hey, Dan, Celtic Spirit 14. I got the COVID-19 vaccine and the choir I sang with is mandating the vaccine to be allowed to perform. Am I wrong in not going back until the mandate is lifted? No, you're not wrong. Folks, I told you often, I got the vaccine early. I regret that now, given some of the research coming out. I did. I was afraid, had cancer. I was scared at the time. And I'm not shy to tell you that. But even though I have the vaccine, there's a mandated cumulus too, this indicator. I've already told them where that's going to go, that I will not re-sign with them if they do not repeal this mandate. So they know that. So no, it doesn't affect me personally, and I'm doing the same thing. So yes, you're absolutely right. I appreciate your taking a stand on that. We're all going to have to do it. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. Please don't miss my show, Unfiltered, tomorrow, Saturday at 9 p.m. Again, Drago is going to blow your socks off. He's terrific. Navy SEAL, and we'll talk about that blood clots thing. Let's see if there's many evidence of that medically that could be a problem. Tomorrow night, Unfiltered, 9 p.m. Saturday. Set your DVR if you can't watch it live. I'll see you on the radio show a little later.
Good day, sir.
You just heard Dan Bongino.